We're on Chaf Amud Aleph Abana. Mutar Lahakriv Lebe'er. You're allowed to make the area that encloses the spring smaller, but it has to be at least big enough for the head and most of the body of the animal to be within the passing. Tanan Hossam. Lo Yamar Onim B'Shus HaRabim V'Yishteh B'Shus HaYochid. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, a person is not allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and drink in Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid V'Yishteh B'Shus HaRabim, or to stand in Rishus HaYochid and drink in Rishus HaRabim. Elin Kei Machnis Rosho V'Ruba L'Mokum Shushosa. He has to have most of his body and his head in the place where he's drinking, because otherwise we're afraid that he's going to take the drink and carry it from the place where it is to the place where he is, which is from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But if he has his head and most of his body in the place where he's drinking, then that's okay. So Tosis and other Rishonim speak about the fact that Lamaisa, the water itself is going from Rishus HaYochid to Rabim. It goes into his mouth, then it goes into his stomach. So even if most of his body is in Rishus HaYochid, but the bottom part of his body is in Rishus HaRabim, so he's drinking and it's being carried into Rishus HaRabim. So there are basically two ways that the Rishonim deal with it. Tosfos says that the Iker Hanocha is what's it called in his mouth. That's called Hanocha. The fact that later on it goes into his stomach, that's irrelevant. Right? The Hanocha is when it goes into his throat, to his mouth, and that's called Munach. And after that, there's no more Akira, no more Hanocha. Others say, no, there is. It goes into your mouth, then there's another Akira and to go into your stomach. But your mouth is a Makom Ptur. So basically, you're putting it into a Makom Ptur, and then from a Makom Ptur, it's getting carried into your stomach. There's no problem with that. So, Tosfos seems to say that the Iker Hanocha is in your mouth, and then what goes on after that is all automatic, and that's post the Hanocha. And the other Rishonim seem to say there is another Akira in Hanocha, but it's all from a Makom Ptur. Your mouth? Why not? No, it's not. Who said it's almost three to two? Babdavka, he says a cup and he's drinking water. Who said he's drinking such a thing? Not that. Rosh HaVeruv was in the Rishus. That's right. He's in Rishus HaYochid, that's all. Okay. It could be also, even if it's less, his mouth is not bottled to the ground. Your hand, maybe, yes, but your mouth is part of your body, not bottled to the rest of the thing. Could be not. Could be it's not, yeah. I mean, the mouth is not. Even though it says, what's it called, when you threw it into a mouth of a caliph or whatever, right, there's a makom choshev here, the your mouth is in Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't get a Rishus, didn't Rishus HaYochid, it's still a Makom Ptur. Yes. Okay. V'chein begas. The same halacha applies by Maisen. That if you, let's see Rashi, v'chein begas, Rashi before, Mutav HaKrif, Parishna L'Kula Masisim, Parish Pirkin. Rashi explained this whole Mishnah already in the beginning of the parak. Elim kein hichnis rosha v'rubo, d'chayshin and shemi yimshach gufa l'mokom raglov, v'yotzeak li'imo. We're afraid that his body will, if he's not rove in the other rishus, that he'll end up carrying the thing that he's drinking into the rishus that he's standing in, with the kli. Right. So you see, he's drinking from a kli. V'chein begas, mefarash perek basra, linyin meiser. D'chol kama shehu begas, shosim b'lo meiser al hagas. Right, as long as the wine is still in the place where the wine is pressed, so drinking there is considered drinking aroi, and you're allowed to drink aroi before you take off maaser. You're allowed to eat something that's not kavua. But once you take it out of the gas, it has a din of kavua. So you're allowed to drink in the gas, but you have to have most of your body and your head in the gas. Because if you're standing outside the gas and most of your body's outside, we're afraid either that you'll take the wine outside the gas and drink, and then it's going to be kavua, and it's going to be osur without meiser. Or that in itself, the fact that you're drinking it and your body is mostly outside the gas, that itself is considered kavua. One of the two. But in order for it to be considered not kavua, where you're allowed to eat it before you take off meiseris, That is what's it called, only if you are mostly in the gas. So now we said the same thing by the para, that you need to have most of the animal, body and head, inside the pasim to what's it called, to be able to be mutter to give it to drink. So where it says, Mibo inan la rosha verubo, olo. Right? Do you need most of the animal and its head inside or not? So where it's like this. Ko hecha de kon nokit mana, velo nokit la, lo si boya lach de boy rosha veruba, milagad. Where you're holding the kli, but you're not holding the animal. That's the worst. Right? You're, what's it called? You're holding the kli and you're not holding the animal. And if the animal isn't mostly inside the pasim, we're afraid that the animal will move out, and you'll end up bringing the kli to the animal and being motzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. The animal's standing in Rishus HaRabin, right? Its back legs, and its front is in the Rishus HaYochid in the pasim. And you have a kli that you drew from the bear inside the pasim, and you want to feed the animal. You're not holding the animal, so the animal could move. You're holding the kli. So we're afraid the animal will move back, and you'll end up bringing the kli to the animal in Rishus HaRabin. So in order to avoid that, you need that most of the animal should be in the pasim, so then we're not afraid that it's going to move so far back that it's going to end up, what's it called, in Rishus HaRabin, and you're going to end up bringing the kli to it. That's how the Gemara says now. Kisi boyalo hechad noket mana v'noketlo. But if you're holding the kli and you're holding the animal, so the chances of it moving back are very, very slim because you're holding it. So then, do you still need the animal to be mostly inside the pasim or not? Right? It has to be that the animal is mostly, the Mishnah says, it has to be the animal is mostly inside. My love, the nokit love, and nokit mana. Isn't it talking even in a case where you're holding the kli and you're holding the animal? Still, it has to be mostly inside. Where it says, lo, do not get mona, velo, not get lo. Talking, we're holding the kli, you're not holding it. And that, taka, everybody holds it, has to be mostly inside. But there's no raya from the Mishnah than a case where you're holding the animal and holding the kli, that it has to be mostly inside. Okay. What would be if you're not holding the kli and you're not holding the animal? Right? Are we choshes that you'll pick up the kli and take it out or not? So here, the Ritva holds, if you don't hold the kli at all, then there's no shaila. Then you don't need most of the animal inside. Right? The only shaila comes where you're holding the kli. Then it could make a difference if you're also holding the animal or not. But if you're not holding the kli at all, then there's no problem. And the Miri holds, no, even if you're not holding the kli, we're afraid you'll pick up the kli or whatever. So even though the Gemara only spoke about cases where either you're holding the kli and holding the animal, or holding the kli and not holding the animal, the same thing applies, according to Miri, if you're not holding the kli either. Okay. The Gemara says, v'chinokit mana v'lo nokit la, where you're holding the kli and you're not holding the animal, misharis, it shouldn't be mutter at all. Right? Not only should you need rosho verubo, but rosho verubo shouldn't even help. You shouldn't be allowed to hold the kli and not hold the animal, because then for sure we're gozer that you're going to end up bringing the kli outside because the animal's going to move. Right? And even Rosh HaVerubo won't help. Till now we had the Shaila, do you need Rosh HaVerubo? Now the Gemara goes to the other extreme, that if you're holding the kli and not holding the animal, it could be that even if it's Rosh HaVerubo, it shouldn't help. Why? V'atanya, because of this price. Lo yumali odem mayim, the yitain b'shabes lifnei behemto, that you're not allowed to fill water for your animal and put it in front of the animal. But you're allowed to pour it into the feeding trough and it should drink by itself. And we'll see in a second how it is talking. Rashi. Gabi behema. As long as the wine is still in the wine press, you can drink without taking off trumas and maestris. Al hagas, because it's only achilas aroi and it hasn't been roi pnei abayis, right? Until the meiser has come into the house, right? It's not finished and it's not kavua yet for meiser, and if you're allowed to eat achilas aroi, but not achilas keva. Aval hotzi min hagas tias kevahu the al hagas afilu mozgo bechamin the havi la keva lo chashiv by keva hasab. even if you mix it with warm water, which is normally considered kavua, on the gas it's not considered kavua at all. Gabi behema hamashka behemto brishus hayochid. Vihi olmedes brishus harabi mahu. What about a behema that's standing in brishus hayochid? Standing in Rishus HaRabim, and you want to feed it in Rishus HaYochid, are you allowed to do that, even if it's not mostly inside the Rishus HaYochid, meaning between the pasuk? Heichid noket mana shehi shosibo, where you're holding the kli. Velo noket latzavar, and you're holding the reins of the animal. Shelo tucha la'akim rosh habachutz, and it shouldn't move its head outside. Lo tiboyelo, devari chashin, and shema ta'akim es rosha, we're afraid it may move its head back into Rishus HaRabim. V'tolich esakri acharel. And it'll bring the kli into Rishus HaRabim, or you'll bring the kli into Rishus HaRabim after it, and forget that it's Shabbos. The chilo nokit le mishori lechos hakli bepasi biros the afal gav dasuyin kitikonan shapara rosha veruba bifnin lechara. If you're not holding the animal and you're holding the kli, you shouldn't be allowed to feed the animal at all, even if rosha veruba is inside. Why? We have a case lo yimali other mayim v'itein lifnei behemto. The yochos hakli biyado ba'od shehi shosa. You're not allowed to feed your animal that's standing in Rishus HaYochid, in Rishus HaRabim, and you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, and the animal's head is in Rishus HaYochid. You're not allowed to feed it holding the kli, right? Well, akam b'brais n'shmais, and he gabi pasi biros, b'al korchuk, but lo nokit lo, havi. It has to be talking, you're not holding the animal. Right? If you're holding it and it's still aser, what does it make a difference if it's rosh veruba bifnim or not rosh veruba bifnim? Right? Gemaisa, even if you're holding it, where it's going to stay where it is, you're not allowed to feed it. Elapshita, but lo nokitla. It's talking where you're not holding it, and therefore we're afraid that the animal will move and you'll move after it. Umasisin deshari, and the Mishnah says it's mutter to feed the animal. Right, bin a nokit law where you're holding the animal. Luktani rosha veruba bifnim, and still it says you need rosha veruba bifnim, because if you're not holding it, lechora it shouldn't help even if it's rosha veruba bifnim from this brisa. So Mara says no. Ha'itmar Allah, that brisa is talking about a special case. Ha'itmar Allah, Om Rabaya, hocha ba'avus ha'omed b'shus harabim gavoa yud tvachim v'rochav dalit. It's talking about a special case where the feeding trough is a rishus hayochid. It's situated in Rishus HaRabim, but it itself is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So the feeding trough is a Rishus HaYochid, situated in Rishus HaRabim. Verosho echad nichnas lebein ha-pasim. And part of the feeding trough is in the between the pasim. Okay. Gezeira, so we're afraid now for the following. Dil mechazi lo la'avos to makalko. You're going to see, when you're feeding the animal, you're going to holding the kli, you're going to see that something's wrong with the feeding trough. The asila tikune, and you're going to come to fix it. The dorele ledavla bahadein. You'll take the kli that you're holding in your hand with you into Rishus HaRabim to fix the ovus. The komapik Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, and then you'll be carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, right? And therefore, they made gzeira that in such a case where you have a feeding trough that extends into Rishus HaRabim, it itself is Rishus HaYochid, then you can't hold the kli and feed the animal. But if you don't have a feeding trough that's a Rishus HaYochid, right, you're just feeding the animal directly into its mouth, right, and the animal's head is in the Rishus HaYochid, then if you're holding the animal, it doesn't even have to be Rosh HaVeruba. If you're not holding the animal, it has to be Rosh HaVeruba. Right. So Mara says, V'chi ha'gavna mimechayev, l'chora, even if you end up carrying the kli into Rishus HaRabim to fix the feeding trough, you're not going to be chayiv min haTorah. And therefore, why did the Rabbanah make a gzeira for something that the most it could be, you'll be over nisa the Rabbanah? It's a gzeira l'gzeira. The Omer of Safra, Omer of Ami, Omer of Yochanan, ha'mefana chafotz of mizavis l'zavis. When you picked up that kli, you picked it up to feed the animal inside Rishus HaYochid. You didn't pick it up to take it out of Rishus HaRabim. Now you have it in your hand, and you see that there's something wrong with the feeding trough. So you now take it out into Rishus HaRabim. But when you picked it up, you made the Akira, it wasn't to take it into Rishus HaRabim, it was to put it into another corner, to feed the animal. Now you continue that Akira, right? You're not chai for that. Because the original Akira wasn't for the sake of taking it out into Rishus HaRabim. It was for the sake of putting it down or somewhere else in Rishus HaYochid. Because that's the same case of person picks something up in Rishus HaYochid to put it in another corner in Rishus HaYochid, the Nimlech Aleim Vosheen, and then he had Charot and he carried it outside. He's not Chayiv. Potter. When he originally picked it up, it wasn't for the sake of what's it called of putting it down, Rishus Aravnus, for the sake of putting it down, Rishus Ayochid. Same thing over here. When you picked up the kli and you still have it in your hands, you never put it down again. You picked it up to feed the animal in Rishus Ayochid. Then all of a sudden you see something's wrong and you run outside to fix it. So you're not going to be chayv deraisa. So why the Rabbanan make a zera? Maybe you'll do that. Even if you do that, they're only over in the Rabbanan. Elazim in the Mesakin lay. No, we're afraid that you'll take it out, you put it down, you'll fix the feeding trough, and you'll forget yourself, and you'll bring it back in, and then you brought it back from so for that, there it goes. So according to this, there's no raya from that braisa to our case, and therefore the halacha would be that if you're holding the animal, then you don't need Rosh HaVerubo. And if you're not holding the animal, then Rosh HaVerubo will help. Okay, but there's no case that you're not allowed to feed the animal if Rosh HaVerubo is inside. There's even a case that you're allowed to feed it if Rosh HaVerubo is not inside, if you're holding the animal. Ika diamre, gabi odam, hoka amrinan, desogile b'Rosh HaVerubo. Right? A person, we said, is good enough if he has Rosh HaVerubo, he can drink in one rishos and be standing in another rishos. How about Gabi para misogila b'Rosh HaVerubo? Oh, no. By para, does Rosh HaVerubo help where you're not holding it? Where you're holding it, right, then it's for sure you can feed it. The question is, what's it called? Where's the case of Rosh HaVerubo? Right? Losi boil, what's it called? Heicha, the knocket mana, the knocket la, where you're holding the clean, you're holding the animal. Losi boil, the sogila b'Rosh HaVerubo. That it helps Rosh HaVerubo, because that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Rosh HaVerubo inside, you can feed it. And that's talking where you're holding the animal and holding the kli. Then Rosh HaVerubo helps. Not like the first Lashon, that in that case you don't even need Rosh HaVerubo. But here we're saying, that's where the Mishnah is saying Rosh HaVerubo. And Akisi Boyalach, the question is, the Noket Mana Velo Noket La. You're holding the kli, but you're not holding the animal. Then my. Is it good enough Rosh HaVerubo? Or there it's also even Rosh HaVerubo. Because we're afraid the animal will pull out and you'll end up carrying the kli. Okay, so in the case where you're not holding the animal, but you're holding the kli, maybe there the halacha of the Mishnah that Rosh HaVerubo bifnim doesn't help, and it'd be usher to feed the animal altogether, or you'd have to put down the kli at least, according to the Ritva. Omar lei tenisua, you'd have to hold the animal, and then it could be Rosh HaVerubo. Tenisua. So we have a brisa, the brisa we brought before. Uvavachtei para Rosh HaVerubo bifnim. Veshosa. It says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that as long as the para has Rosh HaVerubo inside, you can drink. My lab the knocket man of a lot knocket law. Isn't it talking even in a case where you're holding the kli and you're not holding the animal, and still Rosh HaVerubo is enough? Mar says, lo, the knocket man of a knocket law. Who said? Maybe the Mishnah is talking in a case where you're holding the animal. And then Rosh HaVerubo is good, but if you're not holding the animal, Rosh HaVerubo won't help. You can't feed it if you're not holding the animal. V'hachi nami mistabra. And that makes sense. If you're holding the kli and you're not holding the animal, mishari, it's not mutar b'chlal to feed an animal where you're not holding the animal. How do you know that? From this braisa. But Tanya, lo yimali odam mayim v'itein lefnei behemto, you're not allowed to fill water, hold the kli, and feed your animal while you're holding the kli. Right? What's it called? Avam mamali v'shofet v'hi shosameileh. You have to pour the water into the feeding trough and let it drink by itself, but you can't hold the kli and feed it because we're afraid you'll take it out. Must be that that's talking where you're not holding the animal. And if you're not holding the animal, nothing will help. Mar says, no, that price, so you can't learn this, because that's talking about a special case. That's talking about a special case where you have a feeding trough that's in Rishus HaRabim, it itself is a Rishus HaYochid, you're standing anywhere and feeding the animal, right, on the feeding trough, and we're afraid that while you're holding the kli, right, not that the animal move out and you're going to follow the animal, it's nothing to do with that. You're going to see that something's wrong with the feeding trough, you're going to run into Rishus HaRabim to fix it, and you're going to end up carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Right? You'll see that something's wrong with the feeding trough. You're going to go to fix it. You're going to take the bucket with you. Carry it from Rosh HaYochid, not because you're going to follow the animal. It's because over here there's a feeding trough. But if there wouldn't be any feeding trough, just you, the kli, and the animal, then this gzera doesn't apply. Okay. And therefore you can't bring a raya from this braisa
that it's usher to feed an animal if you're holding the kli and not holding the animal.
Mara says, v'chi agavne mimechayev, l'chara, they shouldn't make a gzera for that, because even if you ended up carrying the kli with you into Rishus HaRabim, you're not going to be chayev min HaTorah. And the Rabbanan didn't make gzeras for Yisurei the Rabbanan. V'omer of Safar, omer of Ami, omer of Yochanan, mefane chateis mizavas ezavas rimechalei valtzim potter, shalohai sakirim yishar yishon lakach. If you intend to carry something from one place in Rishus HaYochanan to another, and when you have it in your hand, you change your mind, you carry it to Rishus HaRabim, you're not chayev. Right? Because the original Akira wasn't for the sake of carrying it to Rishus HaRabim. Same thing over here. You're holding the kli in your hand. Your intention was to pick it up and feed the animal in Rishus HaYochid. Right? Water the animal in Rishus HaYochid. And then when you have it in your hand, you see something's wrong with the feeding trough, you run out into Rishus HaRabim with the kli. You're not going to be chayv min HaTorah. The Gemara says, no, I was zimned in the Masakin lay. When you run out with the bucket and you're only over Nisut the Rabbanan, you put the bucket down, you'll fix the feeding trough, and then you'll forget yourself, and you'll bring the bucket back in. That's already a chiyuv d'oraisa. The hader ma'alei, the kama ma'alei, mishus haram, mishus hayachid. Okay, Rashi. Heicha de naked mana, shehi shol sebo, where you're holding the kli that the animal is drinking from, the lo naked lit savar, you're not holding the neck of the animal, be atzer, and it rains, shlo tuchalakim rosha b'chutz, where it can't move its head outside. Loti boyaloch devadi chashin and shema ta'akim es rosha v'tolich es hakli acharel. There we're afraid that what's it called, that maybe the animal will move its head and you'll bring the kli after the animal into Rishus HaRabim. The chilo nokit lo mishori lechos hakli v'pasi b'ros v'yafagav v'asurin kitikonam shapar rosha v'ruba v'fnim. But where you're not holding the animal, it shouldn't be mutter altogether to feed it, even if rosha v'ruba's inside. Where, how do we know that? Lo yamali other mayim v'itein lefnei behemto v'yechos hakli b'yado ba'ot shi shosa. Right? You're not allowed to hold the kli while it's drinking. Mashma, it doesn't make a difference where the animal is. Rosha v'rubo, not rosha v'rubo. Since you're holding the kli and you're not holding the animal, it's awesome. The kamen b'braisa b'shmaisen he gabi pasi b'ros la'karcha b'dlo nokitla. It has to be talking you're not holding the animal. Because if it's talking where you're holding the animal, v'afilo hachi aser lama hutzruchu rosha v'rubo v'fnim. Then where's the case of rosha v'rubo v'fnim? No case is mutter. You're not holding the animal, right? It's osur, and if you are holding the animal, it's osur. So where's the case that it's mutter, where the Mishnah says, Rosh of Rubo Vnim, must be, Rosh of Rubo Vnim is mutter, where you're holding the animal. And if you're not holding the animal, then it's osur, even Rosh of Rubo Vnim. The Mishnah says it's mutter, is where you're holding the animal. And that's where you need, Rosh of Rubo Vnim. But if you're not holding the animal, even Rosh of Rubo Vnim won't help. Mara says, no. You can't learn from this braisa that you're not allowed to feed an animal in Rishus HaYochid, where it's standing in Rishus HaRabim, right, if you're not holding the animal. Even if it's Rosh HaVeruba V'nim. Why? Because this case is talking about a special case. It's not talking where we're afraid you're going to carry the kli into Rishus HaRabim because of the animal. It's talking we're afraid you carry the kli because of the offals. Kolomar ki bo'inen Rosh HaVeruba b'dlo nokitla. The Enochanai, the Mishnah says that Rosh HaVeruba will help, is where you're not holding the animal. That's when you need Rosh HaVeruba. And Enochinami, if you are holding it, it could be you don't even need Rosh HaVeruba. This case that you're not allowed to feed an animal, right? Where is that talking? V'chiyavi Rosh HaVeruba Shari. U'braisa diktani lo yamali. V'yitein hu atzon lehemto. The braisa that says that you can't hold the kli and feed your animal, even if it's Rosh HaVeruba, because it's mashma, there's no condition. Even if it's Rosh HaVeruba, where is that braisa talking? It's not talking about a regular animal standing in Rishus HaRabim with its head between the pasim and you're watering it from within the pasim. That's the animal standing even in the house or in Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't make a difference where, the Rishonim say. Right? Lav dafka in the house. The animal standing anywhere, right, and its head is by its feeding trough. The chalonos psuchos lo Rishus HaRabim. And there's windows opened into Rishus HaRabim where the Avos is. The Avos Mesukin Lalifanecho Rishus HaRabim. And the Avos is in Rishus HaRabim. And the animal is eating from this feeding trough, which happens to be itself a Rishus HaYochid, which is situated in Rishus HaRabim. Gavo Asor Brachav Dal, the Rishus HaYochid. The Nosin Lashom Tevin Umispo Rishus HaYochid. And you're giving it food from Rishus HaYochid into the other Rishus HaYochid, which happens to be situated in Rishus HaRabim. Right, the picture is 135.
on page 45. The animal's in its corral. The avos extends into Rishus HaRabim, but it itself is Rishus HaYochid. That's the case. So you can't stand, right, and feed the animal in the avos, because we're afraid you'll see something's wrong. You'll run around and fix it. Okay, you have to put the food into the avos, let the animal eat it itself. Put the kli down. Okay, let's go on. And the head of the avos goes into the pase biros. So now you want to stand inside the pasim and hold that bucket that's on the outside of the avos and give your animal to drink who's eating in the avos. Okay? You want to stand on the avos where all this is Rishus HaYochid, it's all within the pasim. So what are we afraid? We're not afraid that you're going to end up going into Rishus HaRabim, because there's no place to go into Rishus HaRabim from here. The animal is in Rishus HaYochid. Right? What we're afraid of is you're going to see there's something wrong with the avos, so you're going to run around in Rishus HaRabim to fix it. And then you're going to carry the kli, or carry the kli back. That's the problem. But if there's no avos that's in Rishus HaRabim, it's just you and the animal and the bucket, then if most of the animal's inside, even though you're not holding it, is good enough. You can't hold the kli in your hand and stand on the avus and water your animal. Even though we say you're allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and carry in Rishus HaYochid, okay, why? Dilma ki boila nuche gli arosha evus. Because maybe when you're standing over here in Rishus HaRabim and you want to, pick up the kli and feed the animal, you're going to see something's wrong with the evus. Chazi leila evus de makalka barosho sheb Rishus HaRabim. You're going to see the other end of the evus that is in Rishus HaRabim. This end over here, that's past the pasim, that's between the pasim and the animal, right? Is something wrong with it? And you're going to run around to fix it in Rishus HaRabim. And you're going to carry the kli with you. That's the problem. Well, minshi, and you're going to forget, v'dori le'ledav le'badei, you'll take the bucket with you. V'ozul le'tikunei, and you go to fix the avos. V'komapik mi'bein ha'pasim, and then you're going to end up carrying from between the pasim into Rishus HaRabim. And that's awesome. Hilkach, lo yanichenu v'yitaltalenu, el'shofech al ho'evos, v'amayim holchen ad behem aleyen. Therefore, you can't hold the kli in your hand. You have to pour it into the avos and let the animal drink by itself. And then you put down the kli. But if you're going to hold the kli in your hand and stand in, this area over here, that's Bein HaPasim, and feed the animal, we're afraid that you're going to see something's wrong over here. You're going to run to fix it, and you're going to forget yourself and end up carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Where it says, V'chei ki agavim michai, if you forget yourself, and you end up carrying the bucket into Rishus HaRabim, you're not going to be chayiv min haTorah. Ki akar Rishus HaYochid adaiti lanuche Rishus HaYochid. Because when you picked it up, you had intention of feeding the animal in Rishus HaYochid. The inshin you forgot, and then you took it out to Rishus HaRabim without putting it down. So your initial hakara was not for the sake of taking it to Rishus HaRabim. You're not going to be chayiv. Mi mechayiv in deraisa. The leagues of Rabbanim, but lo afkim mishum b'loleisa l'hachi. You wouldn't be chayiv in Issur deraisa anyway. Why would the Rabbanim make a gzeira? Because maybe that'll happen. Even if it happens, only the Rabbanim. Shelo hoysak kiro, b'shabas melechas machsheves asra Torah. You have to have malacha that is calculated. Sheniskavim letach. You had kavana for that. Ela sheshogag b'shabas, kesover shayom chol. Right? The shogeg has to be, you knew what you were doing. Now, you had kavanah to do something aser, but you thought it was mutter because it was chol. Or you thought that this thing that you had kavanah to do was mutter to do. But you had to have kavanah for the thing you were doing. Here you didn't have kavanah to carry Rishus HaRabim. You had kavanah to carry Rishus HaYochid when you picked it up. Aval kilonis kavin potter mechatas. The chivin di inomi osu deikach. Since even if you would do that, leka chiyuva deraisa, it's not an issa deraisa, loi boyalon lemigzer hetera mishum ha. The Rabbanan shouldn't have made a gzeira if the worst you can end up doing is Nisr the Rabbanan. Where it says, no, v'hadar ma'ayelo, we're afraid you'll bring it back into Rishus HaYochid. L'davo le'evus, l'bosu le'takni. After you fix the feeding thing,
You're going to pick it up with the intention of bringing it back to Sayachid, then you'll be an over in Sidoraisa. So they made Xer. Okay. What? Well, maybe you won't carry 4 amos. Less than 4 amos. Yeah, it's not 4 amos. There's no variance for 4 amos, but from the Shusay Yosh, it doesn't need it 4 amos, whatever it is. You can say it's a. It, what? Well, maybe it's not big enough. Maybe there's not 4 amos there. There's nowhere to carry it. Right? So the Iker of Gzeira is because of Shusay Yosh, Rishus Rab. There's no reason why you're going to have to carry Rishus Rab if you did. Right, if there is, fine, but that's not the case. Lo shtiboy lo tesogi b'rosh v'ruba, do masnisin hi b'ne nokit mona, di lav de nokit mona, kamei loma hitzriku rosh v'ruba b'fnim. Right, the mission has to be talking in some case. The mission says that where it's rosh v'ruba b'fnim, you are allowed to feed it. So how's it talking? If it's talking where you're holding the neck, why do you need rosh v'ruba? Elamai is talking where you're not holding the neck, and that's where it says that it's mutter, and you're holding the cleat. Maybe the mission is only talking where you're holding the animal. And if you're not holding the animal, then even Rosh HaVerubo is not going to help. Those are the two Lashonos. First Lashon says, Rosh HaVerubo helps for sure everywhere, even if you're not holding it. Do you need Rosh HaVerubo where you are holding the animal? That's the first Lashon. Second Lashon is, you always need Rosh HaVerubo, even if you're holding it. But if you're not holding it, maybe Rosh HaVerubo is not going to be good and you wouldn't be allowed to do it at all. That's the second Lashon. Okay, let's go on. Toshma. So we still don't know if you need Rosh HaVerubo, even if you're holding it, or you need Rosh HaVerubo when you're holding it. If you're not holding it, even Rosh HaVerubo won't help. Okay. Toshma. Gomol Sherosh HaVerubo Mifnim. You have a camel. Then its head is in, and most of its body is inside the pasuk. Ovsin osom mibifnim. So you're allowed to feed it, force feed it inside. Okay? And the Rishonim say it doesn't really mean avus, because you're not allowed to force feed a camel altogether. It means mahalkatin, like the Gemara said over there, malitin, some kind of modified force feeding. You don't put it all the way down its throat, you put it where it can regurgitated. In order to force feed an animal, you have to hold it. Now you have to open its mouth and hold on to it. So it's talking where you're holding the kli and you're holding the animal. And still it says, you need it to be mostly in. Mashma, that even when you're holding it, that's where Rosh HaVerubo helps. But where you're not holding it, l'chora, then even Rosh HaVerubo won't help. Or at least, you'll need Rosh HaVerubo even where you're holding it. We have a riot to one of those sides. Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshe, Shani Gomol, Hoil, Itzavoro Orach. No, a Gomol's different. A Para could be that if, what's it called, if Rosh HaVerubo's inside, even if you're not holding it, is good. Or, even if it's not Rosh HaVerubo and you're holding it, it's good. But a Gomol is different. A Gomol, you need holding it and Rosh HaVerubo. Why? Because a Gomol has an extra long neck. And there, we're really afraid that even if you're holding it, you're not going to be able to control it. And it's going to get away from you and move its neck into Rishus Harab. Rashi. Ov Sinosom Mifnim. Mifarish Vipirik Misha Hefshich. Shach Tochev Lom Mispo Harbe Al Korcha Vibe Sabli. Here, Rashi is a very difficult Rashi because the Gemara over there says you can't do that. It has to be that avus over here doesn't really mean avus. But Rashi describes what real avus is, where you stuff the food into its throat, not into its mouth. And yosher michde achilasa ad shenase ke avus b'meir. You're making a feeding trough in its. You're forcing the food, mamish like putting a feeding trough in its throat. Kshotzi lemidbar misyori shel timtzamaycha. You want to force feed it so it'll have a lot of extra excess food that when you go into the desert it won't be hungry. You can't find food, and the camel can store up the food. The ha'evus command the nakit mana, the nakit lahu, shem eino oches b'tzavaro in a yochel litchov. You can't force food into an animal's mouth without holding on to it. The kaboy rosh haveruba. You still see you need rosh haveruba. The tifshit boya kamaisa delish nekama, and this will be poshit the first thing that even where you're holding the animal, you need rosh haveruba. That was the first shaila.
Right? Do you need Rosh Ovarubo where you're holding the animal? The second lashon was, will Rosh Ovarubo help where you're not holding the animal? Right? But that, so you can see from here that even if you're holding the animal, you need Rosh Ovarubo. So Mara says, no, it's different by a gomel, because the gomel's neck is longer. Toshma, behema sherosh ovaruba bifnim, ov sinoso bifnim. Right? So here it doesn't say a gomel, it says behema. And a behema, which is mostly inside, you're allowed to force feed it inside. Lechara, force feeding means you're holding it. And still it says rosh ovarubo. So you see that even where you're holding it, you need rosh ovarubo. And it's not a camel. So Mara says, Mara says, no, my behema, no, me diktani gomel. The behema is talking about is a gomel. Mara says, vatanya behema, vatanya gomel. Then why do you need two brises? One says behema, one says gomel. Right? If they're both talking about gomel, why do you need both of them? So Mara says, midi gabi hadadi tanya. These two brises were said in one place. That you have a kasha, one says gomel and one says behema. No, they both are talking about a gomel, except one called the gomel a gomel, one called the gomel spam a behema. But they're both referring to a gomel. But they're two distinct prices, they have no connection one with the other. So one was said like this and one was said like this, but they're talking about the same thing. If they'd be said together, then how could they be talking about the same thing? Why didn't you say the same thing twice? Must be one's talking about a gomel and one's talking about other animals. But since they weren't said together, what difference does it make if they're talking about the same thing, just referring to it differently? Tnan Hasam, Rebbe Lezer Oser Begomel, Hol Vitzavor Orach. There we see clearly, that's what the Rebbe Lezer holds, that it's Oser by a Gomel, because its neck is long, that there's a difference between a Gomel and other behemoths. So it comes out when it says, Rosho Verubo Bifnim, right, that's good, even if you're not holding it, if you're holding it, it's what's it called, you don't need Rosho Verubo, that's where other animals. But a Gomel, you taka have to hold, even if it's Rosh Ovarubo Bifnim. And it will come out from this that the Rosh Ovarubo depends on each animal. You need the Rosh Ovarubo of the Gomel Bifnim. And the Rosh Ovarubo of a regular animal, that's the Rosh Ovarubo of that animal. The shear depends on each animal. Right? Mitzias. The Rambam, very difficult. The Rambam seems to say that the shear is always Rosh Ovarubo of a para, even for a Gomel. And even though the Gomel won't fit all the way in, still okay, as long as it's in enough that a para would fit in. So I guess a lot of different pictures in Rambam. That's not what we're doing here. Rashi. Midi gabe hadadi tani lo the tana behema lo tana gomel. Well, my behema gomel. The one brisa said gomel and called it a behema, and one brisa said gomel and called it a gomel. And those two brises weren't said together, so there's no kasha. Why need two brises for the same thing? They're independent brises. Each one's telling me the same halacha. Itmar nami lo garsin. Tzavar oruch, v'yachagav the rov gufo mifnim, im yitkefenu, v'yakir tzavar o yagiyad rishus harabim. Right? By a gomel, even if most of it's inside, its neck is so big that if it turns around, turns sideways, its neck is going to be out rishus harabim. And therefore, by a gomel, we're afraid, even if Rosh Ovarubo was mifnim, right? And therefore, you have to, what's it called? Even if you're holding it, it has to be Rosh Ovarubo Bifnim. Or, according to the second Lashon, what's it called? If you're not holding it, then even if Rosh Ovarubo Bifnim, it's not going to help. Because we're afraid that it's going to move its neck out. But a regular animal, if it's Rosh Ovarubo Bifnim, if you're not holding it, it's no problem.